Welcome, this is Life at Sea. My name is Hope Oriri, and it's my pleasure to have on the program today Captain Rosalind Keti as she talks on mental wellness among seafarers.
Thank you for bringing me in, and we're talking about mental health.
Yes.
Generally, at sea, sailors have one thing we call a red zone.
Okay.
A red zone for seafarers is identified as factors predisposing the seafarers at mental illness. And without going to talk about that, you actually not going to have a mental health with seafarers.
Yes.
And that, number one, we'll talk about isolation. Two, loneliness. You know, lack of shore leave.
Okay.
Fear of people criticizing you and all that.
Okay.
Then fear of job loss and separation from family. That is what we call the red zone for seafarers.
Okay.
Then we talk of mental health. Mental health is actually a key issue for every workplace, including seafarers, people ashore, you know, people working in the office as well, which is characterized by increasing workload and isolation as one by one.
Yes.
And I define mental health as a state of well-being in which every individual realizes his or her own potentials. If he can actually cope with the normal stresses of life, can work, productivity and fruitfulness, and all able to make a contribution to our communities actually want. For you to keep on to mental health, you must always refer yourself to the red zone.
Okay.
So when you refer yourself to the red zone of those key points I gave you, it means you just have one thing to do. How would you make yourself happy at sea?
Yes.
Number one, become the best seafarer you can be.
Okay.
Stay physically fit to be mentally fit as well. Build your community on board. You know, those people on board is those. Those are your family, because those are the people you see in and out every day, and you really need to build your community around the vessel.
Yes.
Be happy with them. Don't put so much pressure on yourself as well. Be alert and be a good listener as well. Focus on the future. That is some of the things I would want to say that seafarers
need to do to keep a good mental health.
Keep them.
Okay, but what about...
Don't talk about what we eat, how to socialize. We have to socialize on board. Do you have books to read? You have something at your, you know, off time, you know, red time. You needed something to socialize with. Take time for regular tours around the ship and have informal chats, you know, with people. Spend time with others and participate in social life on board. You know, sometimes we have gatherings.
Okay.
You know, holiday times, you know. We have time to, you know, work out with people, talk to people. Don't keep problems to yourself. Too much problem stress on board is not good for the health as well. If you continue worrying about the ship, your health will not be correct and they'll send you home, you know. And do not neglect important or physical wellness.
Yes.
Do some physical wellness. Walk around, run around, eat good food. A healthy diet is also good. Get a quality sleep as well. Exercise well, like what I said, and then identify the source of your stress. What is giving you stress? Like we, the captains on board, we always make ourselves worry too much and have a lot of stress. No, then we don't sleep when you don't have a good OOW on board or mate on board to keep your vessel going in the night duties, you know, the captain will be waking up here and then to see if his vessel is in the right course, if the mate is doing well. You know, you just...
But the captain as the head of the vessel, as the person in charge, I think he's a friend. He's usually a friend to everybody, so he shouldn't really be so worried. Is that correct?
No, not like that. We have some autocratic masters.
Okay.
We have some participative masters. And of course, I will be on the participative side, you know, not even the losing fair.
Okay.
If the captain is participative, it means he wants to know everybody's mind and wants to, you know, play along with even the crew. But some are not like that. People want to be autocratic to see that the hierarchy plays its role. In a vessel, it's also command. You know, so if the hierarchy is not played, most captains is not happy with subordinates.
Okay.
So they become so autocratic and all about it.
Yeah. Well, I think you've given us a very good tips on how to maintain a good mental health on board a vessel. And I'm very sure a number of persons are actually also trying to walk along those lines so that they can have good mental health. And I also know that they have people who can counsel crew on different issues.
We have committee members on board.
Okay.
When we have issues, you know, the committee will come and sit and then counsel the person if need be.
Okay.
And also we have people to at least talk to them. You know, there are some people that when some kind of incident happens, they've been very panicking, and before you know it, they will get injured before the incident. So
yes.
In a kind of time like that, you know, we need to counsel them.
Okay.
And the officers is the counseling board, which are the committees on board.
Yes.
Actually. And we have food committee as well, you know.
It's a good structure to actually help to drive the goal of helping seafarers maintain a good mental wellness. So thank you, Captain Rose, for sharing this with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.